GTM Top 40. My name is Danny Painter.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Tzaneen 30, Johannesburg 29. Die N3 tolkonsessie sê baie besige verkeerstoestande word op die N3 tolroute tussen Gauteng en KwaZulu-Natal waargeneem. Die woordvoerder Tanya Dugra sê daar het gister gedurende die dag 1800 voertuie per uur noordwaarts na Gauteng beweeg en 1200 voertuie per uur suid na KwaZulu-Natal. Sy sê hierdie verkeerspatroon sal na verwagting vandag voortduur en gaan waarskynlik môre verder toeneem.
Road users are reminded to please remain patient and alert while behind the wheel. High traffic volumes will likely result in congestion and delays along the route. Should it be required, law enforcement officials may implement traffic control interventions at strategic locations on the N3 toll route to manage the flow of traffic.
Intussen doen Kusatu 'n beroep op alle werkers wat na op vakansie terugkeer om veilig te bly. Matthew Parks van Kusatu sê dit is uiters belangrik om die oormatige gebruik van alkohol te vermy, veral wanneer bestuur. Hy sê gesinne en die nasie kan nie bekostig om nog geliefdes of broodwinners te verloor nie.
I also want to appreciate the hard work and the sacrifices of the essential workers, from our health workers to our police officers, our traffic officers, our defense force personnel, home affairs officials, to the workers in hospitality, the restaurants, the retail sectors, who have been working throughout the holidays, often under very difficult circumstances. They too deserve to be appreciated and to also have their time of rest and reward.
Die grensbestuursowerheid sê hy sal voortgaan om vakansiegangers te monitor, sodat reisigers oor die naweek sonder probleme deur die Beitbrug grenspos in Messina Limpopo na Suid-Afrika kan terugkeer. Kommissaris Mike Masiopato sê hulle kon gister meer as 9500 mense monitor by die grens vanaf Zimbabwe na Suid-Afrika gebruik het. Hy sê 70 individue is gekeer toe hulle probeer het om die grens onwettiglik oor te steek.
We do have a Manyika bypass where we process small vehicles. We also have an area where we process pedestrians and also those that are coming with buses as well as taxis. We have also reactivated our area for the scanning of all of the bags that the people are carrying into South Africa in order to ensure that we intercept any illegal things.
En die kantoor van die Israëlse eerste minister Benjamin Netanyahu sê 'n afvaardiging is goedgekeur om 'n skietstilstand oor onderhandeling in Qatar te hervat. Amerikaanse, Qatarse en Egiptiese bemiddelaars sukkel al byna 'n jaar lank om 'n skietstilstand en gijslaarverlatingsooreenkoms tussen Israel en Hamas te bewerkstellig, maar die pogings het herhaaldelik gefaal met die twee groepe wat mekaar die skuld daarvoor gee. Meer op jackrandfm.com, klik op news. Ek is Emil Pinar. Our top story this hour, traffic on the N3 increases as travelers return from the holidays.
Number 30.